Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Reports of multiple police officers shot in York County, Pennsylvania, about an hour outside of Lancaster near the Maryland state line. At least three officers dead, two others hurt. State Police Colonel Christopher Paris.
I can confirm that the shooter is dead.
Law enforcement officials telling ABC News police were serving a warrant when the gunman opened fire. FBI Director Kash Patel back on Capitol Hill today. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle challenging him to committing to release the Epstein files. And also on the Hill today. ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Reports of multiple police officers shot in York County, Pennsylvania, about an hour outside of Lancaster near the Maryland state line. At least three officers dead, two others hurt. State Police Colonel Christopher Paris.
I can confirm that the shooter is dead.
Law enforcement officials telling ABC News police were serving a warrant when the gunman opened fire. FBI Director Kash Patel back on Capitol Hill today. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle challenging him to committing to release the Epstein files. And also on the Hill today, the fired head of the CDC testifying about her dismissal. Susan Menares said she was ousted because she rejected pressure to, quote, be on board with forthcoming childhood vaccine recommendations.
I could have kept the office, the title, but I would have lost the one thing that cannot be replaced, my integrity.
It was just what Wall Street was banking on. The Fed cutting its key interest rate by a quarter of a point today and projecting two more cuts before the end of the year. This is ABC News. New Jersey has become the 14th state to allow the composting of human bodies as an alternative to burial or cremation. Natural organic reduction involves putting a body into a large tank that holds straw, wood chips, and natural materials that's mixed with warm air and turned until reduced to a soil-like material that can be given to a dead person's family. Passengers flying into San Francisco International Airport will soon have another transportation option, a driverless taxi. Waymo's gotten approval to test its vehicles around the airport.
I can't wait to use them.
You know, I think it'll end up taking out all the Lyft and Uber drivers and then also the taxi drivers, so kind of a whole industry. But at the same time, they're a lot safer and everything, so I see pros and cons to it.
Waymo will have to pass two phases before the public can jump in. A New York advisory committee voted down a bid to bring a Caesars Palace casino to Times Square. The proposal was backed by Jay-Z, but it ran into fierce opposition from Broadway theater owners and producers. Dave Packer, ABC News.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Reports of multiple police officers shot in York County, Pennsylvania, about an hour outside of Lancaster near the Maryland state line. At least three officers dead, two others hurt. State Police Colonel Christopher Paris.
I can confirm that the shooter is dead.
Law enforcement officials telling ABC News police were serving a warrant when the gunman opened fire. FBI Director Kash Patel back on Capitol Hill today. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle challenging him to committing to release the Epstein files. And also on the Hill today, the fired head of the CDC testifying about her dismissal. Susan Menares said she was ousted because she rejected pressure to, quote, be on board with forthcoming childhood vaccine recommendations.
I could have kept the office, the title, but I would have lost the one thing that cannot be replaced, my integrity.
It was just what Wall Street was banking on. The Fed cutting its key interest rate by a quarter of a point today and projecting two more cuts before the end of the year. This is ABC News.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, isolated storms tonight, and a low in the low 60s. Partly sunny for tomorrow, still a chance of rain, highs in the upper 70s. More storms around Friday, high-low 70s. Rain chances continue into the weekend. Right now, it's 76.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Brittany Merlot will tell us how long our season of summer will continue. And the Brewers continued trying to wrap up their division. J.R. Radcliffe with more. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LaPay.
Welcome into the Luke Fickell Show as the Wisconsin Badgers get ready to open Big Ten Conference play on Saturday at Camp Randall Stadium, an 11 a.m. kick against the Maryland Terrapins. Team off to a 3-0 start. Badgers, of course, 2-1 as they get ready for conference play. Tonight's show, as always, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. A proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics as we bring in the Badgers head coach. I've mentioned this with maybe with you, but with coaches in the past, like with baseball, there's a game the next day, no matter what happens, win or lose. With football, there isn't a game the next day, but I would imagine that you can't wait to get back on the practice field. Your guys, you know, the meetings, whatever film you go through, but just to get back out there, get the other one flushed and get ready for Maryland.
Yeah, that's the hardest thing. I don't know if that's why we started practicing more on Thursdays or on Sundays, but that's it's kind of been the routine. I know that ever since I can remember. I think maybe before you started school, sometimes you had the Sunday off and your Monday you'd practice. But for all what I remember, we'd go out there and practice on Sunday. And I think a lot of that, no matter what the situation on Saturday, is kind of to be able to say, hey, let's move on. No matter what, we got to be able to put that behind us and push forward. And, you know, that was probably the best thing for us.
There's always something you could learn, win or lose. But one of these lines I've heard a lot in sports, and it's not specific just to football. I've heard it with basketball. After a tough outing, well, I got to burn the tape, which is an ancient way of putting it in today's world. In your football life, player, assistant coach, head coach, have you ever done the equivalent of that? Completely flush it. Don't look at it. I have a hard time thinking the answer is yes, but I'll ask you.
No, but you say it. We said it again. We said, hey, let's put this behind us. Flush it. It's over with. It doesn't matter. It doesn't mean you don't evaluate and study it and look at it. But I think that's the idea of, hey, let's be able to move past more than anything. But you know, it's the thing about it today is there is no getting rid of anything, right? I mean, back in the day, maybe you could, you know, burn a tape or, you know, have this little ceremony where you throw things in there and burn it up. But the truth of the matter is, in this world, that's going to float forever. And so you got to accept it. You got to embrace it. You got to move on.
The term correctable errors is something you hear a lot, particularly in football. And I think of the game last Saturday, there's an offensive pass interference, you get a fourth down stop, there's an interception, there's a couple of other penalties that either keeps your defense on the field or prevents a first down. It's like when that gets cleaned up, that's a great place to start to be able to, you know, just have better results or take games into the second half.
Yeah, I think those are the easy things to point at. And we've always talked about, like, to go on the road, in particular, you know, when you're playing a team like Alabama and you're playing in an environment, an atmosphere like that, like being disciplined, not making the mistakes that, you know, are difficult to overcome is really, really glaring. And that's what we did. We made some of those mistakes that, you know, maybe in the first two games, okay, it is what it is, right? You can overcome it. But when you start getting into league play, when you start getting into these, you know, situations where, you know, every yard is 2 or 3 yards and those minus yards plays are tough to overcome, those things set us back. Those things were hard for us, you know, to be able to kind of overcome in a lot of ways. And it created momentum and it created energy and it created field position on their part. And it cost us big time.
Tosh and I were talking as the game moved into the fourth quarter, and I think you referenced it a little bit in your Monday news conference. I've seen this with coaches in the past. Like, you're really watching. You're always watching, but really in the fourth quarter, who is sticking to fundamentals? Who's leaving it all out there? I get the impression in that regard, you saw some good things to build from the way your guys got after it in the final 15.
You know, it stinks. It all hurts. Everybody on this team in this program puts everything in every week. It's truth. I mean, it does. Division I ball, that's what it is. And so it hurts, right? And you, whether it's middle of the third quarter, end of the fourth, you know, you're in a situation where, shoot, at some point in time, we got to get out of here and move on. But for us in particular, it's just kept hammering away at, look, guys, every play matters to us. And it might not be in a situation where, you know, we can turn this game around or we can come back. But the advantages that we need to take from this are, hey, every opportunity, whether it's whoever it is, us playing together, is going to make us better. And we've talked about it, recognized it, that like where we are now, even as a team, and where we need to be in 2 weeks and 4 weeks and 6 weeks and 8 weeks, we have to find ways to get better. And those opportunities to play, in particular in that fourth quarter, it was important for us to keep pushing, even though, you know, we felt the way we did.
You couldn't help anybody who is watching this game. You can't help but admire someone like Jake Renfro, who has buzzard's luck trying to stay healthy on the field. You know, he goes down late in the second quarter, then comes back for the last rep and gets back out there. I mean, this guy is, you know, who knows how healthy, you know, he can be the rest of the season. But he gives you everything he has to give, doesn't he?
He does, and that's what you love. There's a commitment level that you know, that gets challenged during seasons, but it particularly gets challenged when you have injuries. And it's not like everybody doesn't want to come back, and everybody, you know, feels great, but you really get those challenges. And Jake's a guy that, you know, that's why he's one of the leaders of our team. You know, whether he's out there or he's not out there, he's a guy that's going to give you everything he's got. If there's any way he can go, he's going to continue to go. And that's what he showed us. And he's going to have to continue to show us that the whole entire season.
Yeah, and you mentioned this with Billy even last week. One of the things about him is you have to protect him from himself. Everybody knows that he wants to play. He desperately wants to play. But you got to be smart. See how the rest of the week goes, I would imagine, with him, right?
Yeah, and you're trying to make sure you understand. Like, it's a long season, and you can't just pick and choose and say, well, hey, this is a better one to play. Like, the truth of the matter is this process for us this year, we know we're going to have to continue to find ways to grind and grow and get better. And putting a guy like Billy out there when, you know, maybe he's not able to do everything he needs to do, not only can hurt him, I think it can hurt us in the long run. So there's a balance there. The good thing is Billy is as much of a pro as anybody I've been around in the college game. And I think he'll be able to tell us truthful at where he is and how he feels and what he thinks he can do as we get closer to game time.
And the thing too, Danny is, as fans get familiar with him, can't question his toughness. He hangs in there. He took some shots, and when the pocket was breaking down, he's looking to get what he can out of a play. I mean, the interceptions, we get it. But there's a lot of good to this guy too, isn't there?
No, I do think so. And I spoke with him earlier today, and just kind of, you know, there's a lot of ups and downs as a young quarterback in particular. And it's a lot of more ups and downs for younger quarterbacks when you got to go on the road, like places like Tuscaloosa and, you know, in the Big Ten. But the truth of the matter is you got to grow. And his competitive spirit, there is no doubt. And that's where it's going to continue to grow. And I told him, I said, no matter what the situation the rest of the season, if we get Billy back, when we get Billy back, I think there's some really good roles for him in ways that we can challenge people to have to prepare for us.
One of the things that has remained the same in college athletics, too, as much as we've talked about many times, how the landscape has changed is how the young guys bounce back. When I'm mentioning this, I think of Eugene Hilton. I had a chance to do a sit down with him yesterday, and he walks in the room. I said, "Hey, Eugene, how you doing?" "I'm fantastic." That was his answer. It wasn't some casual, "Oh, I'm good. You?" I mean, he's a freshman. He football family, obviously, his dad, T.Y., with a great NFL career. But he comes in with that bright eye, "Let's learn something today." That's got to be uplifting to everybody in the room, including the coaches, right, to see these guys.
It is, and that's what you love about, like I said this week, the youth can give you some energy and some juice. You know, they don't know what they don't know. Sometimes that's a good thing, right? They don't recognize all the other things, and he is definitely a kid that's like that. And he's had some, he's made some plays. He's had some plays. He's going to continue to grow his role. But him in particular, some of those other guys, those young linemen that, you know, are being thrust into a lot of action, there is an energy that those guys bring, and I mean that I'm sure there's some nervous energy there, but the truth of the matter is you know, those guys have some fire to them that's a little bit different than even the older guys, because sometimes the older guys know a little bit too much.
Yeah, those guys, you Colin Coverley, Emerson Mandel, Ryan Corey stepping in, you've got other guys, you know, as true freshmen, it's growing pains. It's suboptimal to, you know, have those guys out there right now, particularly at that position. But man, there's a lot of upside to those guys too.
There's upside for sure. There's growth to be had. I think the key is making sure that upside continues to grow. And we can all say that the one thing about having youth out there is there's an upside to it, right? In another 6 months, 8 months, year, imagine what they're going to be. Well, the truth of the matter is there's got to be a positive growth. And that's where, in the midst of what you're going to go through, in the midst of the type of, you know, Big Ten schedule that you're going to have to play, like, I've kind of hammered about it. Like, I've made a commitment to being positive. And that doesn't mean we're not honest. It doesn't mean we don't, you know, feel the way we feel. It doesn't mean we're not, you know, going to get after guys. But the ability to continue to be positive, we can only grow a lot of that youth. We can only grow, you know, some of that potential if we find ways to make sure, you know, that they can see some of that growth, even though, you know, there might be some things that are glaring more to the public eye than even themselves.
Jeez, you tell those guys, grow up fast.
Yeah.
Please. This week, if you could. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest. Enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. We'll take a break. The Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road, continues in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans! It might still feel like summer, but we all know how fast Wisconsin weather can turn. Count on the trusted dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling to do whatever it takes to make sure your furnace is up for the challenge. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
If you are a fighter, Modelo is your reward. So listen close. You put up with a lot, but you always hold it down for your people. You are strong. You are fearless. You are the baddest on the block. You are an elbow grease factory. A force of nature. You are not to be reckoned with. You are a ride or die, a powerhouse of productivity. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. You've earned every last drop of this rich golden lager, so raise it up high. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, Badger fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go, Badgers! SeatGeek.
Matt LePay for Steinhoffels. Since 1934, Steinhoffels has been Wisconsin's go-to for quality furniture, name brand mattresses, and unbeatable service. As a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics, Steinhoffels is helping you gear up for game day. September 26th through the 28th, spend $1,999 or more at any Wisconsin Steinhoffels store and get a $100 University Bookstore gift card, perfect for picking up the latest Badgers gear. Relax, it's Steinhoffels.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Show as the Wisconsin Badgers get ready to take on the Maryland Terrapins. By the way, coming up a bit later, we'll check in with receiver Chris Brooks as well as redshirt freshman cornerback Emilio Agard. I know it's a cliche question, but you've lived this as a player and certainly as a coach. When you get into conference play, and you mentioned that, you know, the season starts, and I think people know what you mean there, but do you a little extra bounce, you notice that with your guys, like, okay, this is league play now, everything kind of ratchets up, even not, again, the other games are really big, but this, then when you hit conference play, does it change again?
We make that emphasis. I'm curious today if they've recognized truly, you know, ever since the playoff system has come into play, I do think that sometimes these guys have a nature of a bigger picture on things. And I want to make sure we emphasize to them that they understand, like, hey, what's really the goal and things of your program? It's to put yourself in position to play for a championship. And that means your league. And so you can't over worry about, well, all the other things, but it's just kind of one of those unique things today that, you know, when I was playing, that's all it was about, whether you played preseason games or not. Mm-hmm. I think in the last 8 years or so, with some of the, you know, the nuances of, you know, whether it was the 4-team playoff, now it doesn't take away from the league play, but I think sometimes to the younger guys that they maybe don't even recognize much. So it's our job to make sure they understand that.
I'm nodding my head here for the radio audience because this is the basketball challenge every year. You know, with the, are you going to be one of the 68? It's like, no, try to finish. Bo always emphasized that. Let's finish really high in this league, as high as we can. Greg guard the same thing. And with the playoffs at 12 for now, and who knows what it'll look like. Yeah, it's like Big Ten games are still, they're still kind of a big deal.
They are, and they cannot lose sight, and they have to recognize that.
They have. Well, you got into it a little bit Monday. Their quarterback, they have a lot of young guys that they're playing, including their quarterback, Malik Washington, 6'5", about 230. Looks like he can move. But you point something out that it's worth reminding all of us is that he's a freshman, but he's been training for this role for a long time, right?
I think that's the unique thing with that position in particular. I know this, and I say this in different things, but I don't know that I would want my own child to think he's going to be like a quarterback in some ways. Like, if you don't start at 10, 11 years old, but even that, let's say you do go to college to play, like, you're in a different environment where even, you know, 8-10 years ago, I think that you came in, maybe you could play as a freshman, but the nature of the beast was you still were living in a dorm room. You still were, you know, hanging out on campus and just what has, you know, been a little bit different. Now these quarterbacks come in not only expecting to play when they're, you know, like Malik, been trained and that highly recruited, but now they're even living probably a bit different. And so it's unique. But I think that's what these guys, you know, have been doing and training for probably 10, 12 years.
And he has weapons. I know Mike Locksley has put a great emphasis on the DMV there, and a lot of the guys are from that area, D.C., Maryland, Virginia. He's got some pretty good-looking receivers.
No, they have great they have for a long time.
Yeah.
I can remember back just the skill level of guys. Heck, I think they had 5 guys drafted. Like, they definitely have the skill level. It is very noticeable at the wide receiver position, you know, this year as well.
I want to circle back. We were talking about the old days when you try to win your league, go to the Rose Bowl, and that was the ultimate in this conference. I bring that particular game up, the Rose Bowl Hall of Fame, getting the announcement out this week that Monte Ball, who will go into the College Football Hall of Fame in December, but he's going to be part of the induction class with the Rose Bowl Hall of Fame. You had defenses that faced him. It's pretty cool. You have Coach Alvarez as part of that, Ron Dayne, Pat Richter, Ron Vanderkellen, Alan Amici. Pretty good company in Wisconsin history. But you saw firsthand how good somebody like Monte was.
No, that's awesome. It's just another one of those opportunities to celebrate the guys that have made this place what it really is. And it's great to hear. It's great to see. It's great to be on the same side now because I had seen a lot of Monte from the other side, and what an incredible football player, and he well deserved all these things.
Yeah, his career, he actually left as the all-time touchdown leader in the NCAA. That sense has been passed, but dude just put together a great career. Speaking of great careers, Travis Frederick, the last home game, Travis Frederick, James White, formerly inducted into the UW Athletic Hall of Fame. Again, guys you face, Travis, great offensive lineman, James White with some Super Bowl hardware. Again, you guys, your defenses at the time, you knew the challenge of going up against guys like that.
No, those are guys that used to leave me sleepless nights, but now I'm excited to be a part of them and got an opportunity to see those guys. I think maybe before the season started when they had the little induction, didn't get a chance to see, obviously as they get back on the campus on game days. What an awesome thing. The Hall of Fames, I don't think there's anything greater. And that's the one thing I've always said, like to be a part of the Hall of Fame of your alma mater, like that is something in this world today with, how college football is, as many maybe movement, different places people go. I'll be curious to see how much the Hall of Fames continue to grow, but it's great to have those guys around and to be able to recognize and celebrate them.
Interesting you mentioned that, because that was a conversation topic a couple of weeks ago. What's this going to look like in 10 years, 12 years?
What a lot of things going to look like in college football in
exactly.
10 years. But, if you look back 10 years ago, you probably wouldn't imagine where we are now, but nonetheless, the game is still an incredible game. It's, obviously as entertaining as anything. It's as challenging as anything. But it hasn't changed, too. Great players like Monty and those guys make teams what they are.
That's the amazing thing that I'm finding, Luke. I have to remind myself of that, because we could look into the weeds and say, wow, the game is so different. And I think it's hard for fans in a lot of cases. Like, who are these guys? Where do they come from? But you look at, like, television ratings, and they're off the charts, and the game in a lot of ways, as much as it's changing and is uncomfortable for fans on Saturdays, they're locked in, aren't
it
they?
It is, and that's just, between pro football and college football, I don't know if there's anything that's more popular, at least in our country, that's for sure. And so the game is continuing to grow because the product on the field is that good, and it's competitive, it's challenging. If you're in it, obviously there's some different challenges, from maybe 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago. But the truth of the matter is, the game still is the game. It's an entertaining game. It's unbelievable. Learning opportunities, regardless if it was 50 years ago or today. And I think that's the beauty of what this game will always provide.
Final thought, we were talking about some former players. I know you had J.J. Watt back here before training camp, you're the OTA portion. I would imagine you did that at UC and certainly at Ohio State, former guys coming back. There's nothing like current players hearing from the former guys, right?
It is. It's unique. I think that's, for me, I've never had a whole bunch of people ever speak to your teams, just in particular. You just never know what kind of messages, other than former players. Because when a former player talks, you're not concerned about what's he going to say, like what message is he going to leave. Like, most all of them speak from the heart. And I think that's always the most powerful thing. So those guys are sitting in rooms and recognizing that. And whether they're as well known as J.J. Watt or just somebody that comes back that bled here and has an unbelievable, you know, story and commitment level to because of the opportunities they've had, you know, places like this. And those things are powerful. And I think it's really important today with, you know, as many new guys that you have, whether they're freshmen, young guys, or even guys that are walking into programs.
All right, we'll take a break. Coming up on the Coach Fickell Show, we'll check in with wide receiver Chris Brooks as well as cornerback Emilio Agard. Coach's Show brought to you by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. More in a moment on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. She calls herself the wild card in Wisconsin's race for governor. State Representative Francesca Hong is our guest on getting into the race and the Brewers update as well. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke. Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 107.5 WLAK. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, home of the Midwest Farm Report. Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report right here on 107.5 WLAK.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.5 WLAK.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. 107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Albaugh Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, home of the Midwest Farm Report. Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.5 WLAK.
Continuing with the Luke Fickell Show, in a few minutes, we'll visit with redshirt freshman cornerback Emilio Agard, who had his first career pick in the Week 2 matchup against Middle Tennessee. But right now, we talk a little offense with redshirt junior wide receiver Chris Brooks out of St. Louis, Missouri. 6'2", 222 pounds, really well put together, and can do a little bit of everything. Now, he has three catches at this early stage of the season. He came in with one career catch. That was last year at Nebraska. Well, one thing we don't talk about a ton, I know the coach and I have, but people in this new age of college athletics don't talk a ton about the academic component of all of this. How about Chris Brooks? He has a pretty full plate in the classroom this fall. I asked him about it as we began our conversation.
I got five of them, unfortunately. I can't be mad at it. You know, still got to be a student. Comes first, student athlete. So it'll be nice to get back into the swing of things.
So it's important, I think, to remind fans of that, because we can all be cynical and we go, okay, it's like it's NFL light and there's this, that, and the other.
but this is a pretty good academic institution. So it seems like that's something pretty, because you've had some academic All Big Ten recognition. Mm-hmm. That part of the equation seems to be pretty important to you, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. That's one of the biggest reasons I came here, just obviously the football aspect of it. But, man, I looked at the degree. I'm like, I can't really pass that up. So, yeah, no, I fully, you know, that's something important to me and important to my family. So that played a huge decision in it. So, yeah, can't really forget that. That's the main reason we're here.
Yeah.
But it's a little much at times.
You got a lot going on.
Yeah, five classes. Oh, my.
Yeah, that's a full plate, as I said. Football, obviously, is important to you as well. And you're really a lesson in perseverance, battling through injuries. You know, you were in the bowl game in Phoenix a few years ago, mm-hmm. didn't play the following year. Got on the field, mostly special teams, right? A year ago, what was that like, and what pushed you through it? Because now you're obviously, your role continues to ramp up in the wide receivers room.
For me, honestly, it's just God. I relied on him so much. It's crazy just the way my journey has went and the progression and things I've gone through. But that's the most important thing, is just keeping him above everything, and it sort of gave me a sort of identity outside of football that allowed me to, like, football's not going my way. So, like, I knew who I was regardless of football, and that was a big part of the just continuing myself. But other than God, my family, man, you know, we just had our game, got my first start. My family was so proud of me, and that sort of is what kept me pushing through it all. I just was in the weight room with Coach Austin, with the Devo or the Hurt guys, but just like pushing, just envisioning, like, it's all gonna be worth it one day. Like, I'm gonna get on that field, I'm gonna start, like, my time's gonna come. And it was sort of just trusting in that. And like I said, it started with just having my faith growing, and then just having faith in myself and wanting to be a light for my family. That's really where it came from.
One of the things you said in that answer, that were actually multiple things, but you talk about being in the weight room. Obviously, you are put together well. You're catching passes as well. But offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes, who's been around for a minute or two, he's been in this game. He suggested in a session with the media a couple weeks ago that you might be the best blocking wide receiver he's ever been around. Mm. Yes, catching the ball is great, but you must take a lot of pride in moving a defensive guy maybe where he doesn't want to go.
I definitely do. I mean, like you said, I started a lot of the games on special teams last year, but if you ever were to pay attention, you would see me get in, and it's like, oh, like, who's this 84 coming around to block? And that's just where I got my start, and it really started with Coach Guyton teaching me about, like, pull left, hit left. So it's just like, I take a lot of pride in it, because that's how I knew I would get on the field, honestly. And when I came here, I said, you don't get the ball unless you block, like, and that's what Wisconsin football was before I got here, and that's why I want to make it. So I just really honed in on that, and I know I can do a lot of things that most receivers necessarily don't want to do, and I take pride in it. And I think that, like, sort of sets me, I'm not gonna say sets me out, because I mean, it's pushed the other receivers in the room too. Like, they see me doing it, and you get questions like, why can't you do it? And, like, I push them too. So it's honestly, I just want the whole room to be like that. And so, yeah, I take a lot of pride in it, and I make sure my teammates take a lot of pride in it too. And I hope that's something we continue to get better at. But, yeah, that is definitely something that's very important to me.
You said in your answer, people saw you number 84 running around. Now number one. well, what's behind the switch?
To be honest with you, I can't say where, but my dad played at a red school wearing number one.
Gotcha.
And, you know, growing up, my parents had me in high school, and I used to go to football games very young, and saw my dad make it to the NFL. But before he got to the NFL, I saw him in college wearing this number, and I'm like, okay, like, my favorite number growing up was two. But the more I thought about it, I'm like, you know, church is obviously two, but I'm like, thinking about my number, I'm like, how cool would it be for him, really? Because I mean, that's all you ever want to do, is just make your family proud, and I just want to make my dad proud. I'm like, I've been having a really good camp. Everyone loves me. I think I'm doing a good job. I see number one's open. I'm like, I asked Vic in spring, and I just kept my head down, kept working, and then just one lucky day in fall camp, they come in, Coach Guyton comes in wearing my number, and I mean, it was just everything I could dream of, honestly, better than I imagined. I was thinking, like, it's just going to be in my locker one day. I'm like, I'm praying to God. I'm like, I just hope it's in my locker tomorrow. And, like, I kept walking in. I'm like, okay, just go back to work. And then we were going to unit meeting. So, really, I'm not expecting it. I'm just sitting there, like, I'm getting ready, got my notes ready, looking at the board. And then Coach Grimes was like, we got some people. And then they walk in, and, man, that's a feeling I'll never forget. But my dad, that's... Short answer, my dad.
Oh, cool.
But yeah, I do it for him, do it for my family, but mainly I wear it for him.
Well, they always say in sports, seize the opportunity, and mm-hmm. one was available. You mm-hmm. seize the opportunity. We've talked about blocking. The opening night, you get a couple catches. In the last year in the Nebraska game, your first collegiate catch. Was that, when you had that, was a pretty big play in the moment, right? 27 yards, like, got it. So now it's like, just not relax maybe, but it's like, okay, you broke the seal. First game here, you get a couple catches. Mm. Now you feel like you're really into the rhythm of it, perhaps?
Definitely. I mean, when I caught the ball, I was more mad about not getting more yards. I didn't even realize I caught it. So it's just like I feel comfortable now just playing. I feel like I'm back in high school again, just able to, you know, just go out there and play free. And that's just something Coach Grimes has allowed us to do. I mean, he hits it on the head all the time. Just like he wants us to play fast, free, fearless, all these things. And I just try to embody that when I'm on the field. And in that first catch, I really was feeling it. I'm like, I was telling my parents after, I'm like, I caught it. And I was just like, oh, I saw green grass. And then he tackled me. I was like, I was so mad. If you go back and look at the clip, I like hit the ball a little bit because I wanted more. But no, I feel good. I'm just excited, to be honest with you, for more. Like, I know we're going to have a game this weekend, and, you know, you don't ever want to say, I want this many, I want that many, but I'm just excited to get to go out there with my brothers and, you know, make another block, make another catch, and do whatever needs to be done to win. So I feel very comfortable, and I'm just happy with it.
Final thought, this offense with Coach Grimes, it just seems like it seems like a really good fit as you guys continue to progress and get better and better. I say that as an observer. You're in it every day. Is it just something like, okay, offensive linemen are going to like it, running backs are going to like it, everybody involved is going to like the scheme of what you guys are doing out there?
Mm-hmm. No, for sure. I think everyone should be excited. It's something that challenges us every day to get better and not relax, because you saw that there is a lot of different things that we can do. And if you guys could know how many play calls we have just going into every week, I'm like, okay, there's this. But like, when we simplify it down and we know what we're doing, we can be really impactful. And that's something we really are excited and just honing in on and trying to get ourselves to just continue to prepare for and not worry about what anybody else says. Just we know what we can do and we know what we are going to do. And it's just pushing ourselves forward every single day. And I'm excited to see where it's going to go. I mean, I think everyone should be excited, but we just got to go out there and play, and that's something I know we're really going to do, and I just can't wait for it.
By the way, that other school in red that Chris is referring to, his father, he played at Nebraska. We'll take a break. When we continue, we'll talk with Emilio Agard as the Luke Fickell Show continues in just a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, it might still feel like summer, but we all know how fast Wisconsin weather can turn. Count on the trusted dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling to do whatever it takes to make sure your furnace is up for the challenge. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, Truly Unruly is now a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. We've upped the ABV to 8% so you can take your parties to new heights with flavors like Tropical Twist, Berry Blast, Citrus Crush, and Strawberry Smash. Unruly is the ultimate party starter. Whether you're watching the game from the stands, the screen, or just here for the tailgate, grab an Unruly and let the fun begin. Hard Seltzer with other natural flavors. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, LLC, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Hey, Badger fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go, Badgers! SeatGeek.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Everyone wins when we take care of the environment. GFL delivers affordable, sustainable waste handling solutions to keep customers green for life. Diverse services include commercial waste and recycling collection, roll-off dumpster rental, and more. Customizing options to meet your specific business needs. GFL is the total solution. A local, trusted service provider in solid waste collection, recycling, and disposal services, providing you with safe, dependable, and efficient solid waste and recycling services. Green today. Green for life. GFL.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
It's the Badgers and the Maryland Terrapins on Saturday. Our coverage starts at 9, kickoff set for 11 a.m. In a few minutes, we'll check out some of the other games involving Big Ten teams. Conference play getting underway for the Badgers this Saturday. We thank Chris Brooks for joining us, and now we turn our attention to the defensive side of the ball and redshirt freshman cornerback Emilio Agard out of Philadelphia, a four-star recruit. Matter of fact, he is the highest-rated cornerback recruit at the University of Wisconsin, at least since they started ranking such high school prospects. He's a very promising young player. Badger fans have seen that already, had his first career interception in the game against Middle Tennessee. As we start our conversation, I asked him to take us through that play.
Going through film study before the week, it was a play that they ran that a lot of people run as a, what we call a universal. Thought it was like a spot seven or spacing. It ended up being a spacing route. Saw the running back come to the flat, read the quarterback's eyes. I was like, no way he's throwing this. He threw it. I just like, hey, I'm going to just break on the ball. I broke on it as fast as I could, put my hands up, closed my eyes. I rolled over, the ball's in my hands. I was like, hey, I got it. That's a thank the Lord. But
beautiful thing.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Well, even in the first game, you had a pass breakup where you, I mean, you collision a guy, and mm-hmm. Obviously, I mean, your career is just getting started here.
Yes, sir.
But as a cornerback, you're good with contact if that's what it takes, right?
Of course. Our coach Haynes always says, a play isn't an explosive play isn't involved if it's the corners not are involved. So we have to tackle, we have to cover, and we have to catch interceptions and make takeaways. So I got to do it all, especially in this defense.
It was really hard not to notice you. It would have been would not have been paying attention if we didn't notice you in training camp. You were making plays. You know, going back even to your true freshman year, when did it start to really say, like, yeah, I can – you probably always had confidence in yourself,
yes,
but thinking, okay, no, this year, I'm in the mix and I can do something now.
I'll say this past winter when seeing a lot of people transfer and I seen the people that were coming in that Coach Vick were bringing in, and I was like, hey, like, I think this year we have a chance. I know the schedule we play, but we're going to have the talent. And as I gained my weight this offseason with Coach Brady and their whole staff, and as I got faster and got stronger, I was like, hey, maybe this will be the year for me to finally make a change in the defense and finally be able to make some plays out on the field. And I just prayed about it. Last year was kind of hard not playing, especially coming from the school I come from. It was kind of humbling. And I just had to stay focused, keep my head straight, and always know that it's light at the end of the tunnel. So I feel like this offseason, I proved to myself and to the coaches, like, hey, he's going to be a factor this year. And camp eventually, had probably like 5-6 picks, thank the Lord, and now I'm able to make plays on the big screen. So just the work I put in the offseason.
You mentioned some words there that got my attention. Talent in the school you came from, you've been a Philadelphia guy here. Check this out. Some of his teammates in your freshman year, Marvin Harrison,
yeah,
Kyle McCord,
yep,
Jeremiah Trotter Jr.,
yes, sir,
state champs, and probably never a doubt, right?
never. I knew on the other side of the ball. Without even Marv and Kyle, Samir Higgins, he's at Duke right now. He's a fifth year. Malik Cooper, he was at Temple before. He's at Wagner now. But that whole offense, and then our defense was stacked. Keenan Nelson Jr., who's at Ohio State now, we had him. Who else? Josiah Trotter, the younger brother, who's at Missouri now, starter. So it's just a bunch of guys, man, and I never had a doubt. I end up going to 4 state championships, losing one, so I have 3. But, yeah, I never had a doubt with my team.
So in practice, your freshman year, but you were starting, but in practices, were you checking Marvin Harrison?
Yes. Sad to say that I never got a good rep on Marv. I probably covered him, but he's catching the ball. And if I didn't cover him well, he's blow by me and he's catching the ball. But taught me a lot of lessons, especially with Kyle McCord throwing the ball. Every ball is going to be perfect. So I had to be in the right spots at the right times. And that just helped me build my confidence, because I know, like, if I could go and get some of the best receivers in the country, then I could go against anybody. And I feel like that prepared me to where I am now, just having the confidence, like, hey, I don't care who lines up in front of me. And I could take the challenge.
I wonder if anybody had a good rep at the high school level, any opponent against Marvin. It was hard enough for college and obviously now in the NFL.
But yeah.
Probably a pretty short list, would you say?
Yeah, probably one. I'll probably say Elias Ricks, who was at LSU in Alabama, and now he's on the Eagles now. So
one of the things that's really exciting about watching this team right now, Emilio, is we talk a lot. We visit with Emerson Mandel, redshirt freshman. There are a lot of veterans here, some via the portal. But there's a lot of young guys, too. You, Cairo Skanes, and we could go on and on. You guys talk about that much, like the ability to grow together and really do some pretty fun things here?
Not right now. We're more focused on this year. Mm-hmm. But definitely when we were coming in as true freshmen and the coaches were recruiting us in the recruiting process, they told us, like, hey, we're recruiting you guys for a reason. Like, I think I was Fick's first true class. He came in 2023 with that class, but he only got like 2 months to actually recruit them. So my class was the really first class he had and second, like, all time. And then Cairo's class was the third class or second class he had, really. So, I mean, he poured a lot into that group. So we know what he expects from us in the next year or so. But right now we're focused on this year, but it's going to be special.
Do the older guys, if it's Ricardo Holman, and I know Nizer, that hope for the best for him here.
Yes,
but
yes.
Those veteran guys who have been around a little bit, you pick their brains whenever you can.
All the time. Me, Rico, and I always are on the phone. I'll probably say, like, I call them separately because, they're grown. They got stuff to do. But, yeah, I built the relationship with them, especially this offseason with me actually being in a rotation and being able to play. And not knowing what Nye's situation is, he just pours so much into me. I appreciate him so much. Like, without him and Rico, I wouldn't be here. Like, even after my interception, those guys, I just hugged them on the sideline. I wanted to cry so bad because I was just like, yeah, I don't know how much y'all helped me, because this wasn't just me. This was Coach Haynes. This is a product of Coach Fick. This is a product of Nizer. This is a product of Rico. Like, I can't explain it. It's just every little thing they helped me with, even outside of football. Like, those are my big brothers, and I really appreciate them. But I wouldn't say I could do this without them.
One of the things that non-athletes like me, we marvel with anybody playing this game, but a corner, you have to be a little different,
mm-hmm.
right? They always talk about the short memory, being out on the island.
Yep.
But everyone I've talked to, especially the real good ones, they live for that. And it sounds like it's the same with you.
Yeah, I pride myself on that. Ever since the first day my dad put me at corner, I didn't want it. I was a receiver at first or a running back, but I knew that I was going to be too small to play those positions. And then when I learned about the corner position, I was like, hey, you have to go get the ball. It doesn't get thrown to you. You have to go take somebody else's food off their plate. I was like, that's me. I just come from a city where you have to, it's a man-eat-man world, and Philadelphia isn't for the weak. So I just always pride myself on, hey, he's going to either take my lunch or I'm going to take his lunch. And that's always been my mindset, especially out there. You have to, because if not, it's going to eat you alive, because somebody catch a pass on you and you're in your feelings. It's going to happen. They're on scholarship too. So,
final question. I know we're in Packers country, but I know where you're from. So, are the Eagles, you like them to repeat? And the Phillies, but that's pretty good too. But the Philadelphia Eagles, fly Eagles, fly, all that.
Fly Eagles, fly on the road to. Come on, man.
You know they're going to repeat.
Let's do it.
And that's Emilio Agard, big Philadelphia Eagles fan. In case you haven't noticed, for the Philadelphia Phillies, the Sixers, you name it, and hopefully somebody who could be as a start of some exciting things as this season moves on, and in the long run. Part of a freshman class and a redshirt freshman class that appears to be very, very talented. We'll take a break. We'll check out some other games coming up this weekend in the Big Ten as the Luke Fickell Show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Pat Kreitlow. On Thursday, we'll talk to yet another new 2026 candidate for legislature, and we'll talk vaccines with Dr. Kelly Schnook.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 107.5 WLAK. Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 107.5 WLAK.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. 107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4. 107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Midwest Farm Report with me, Pam Yonke. Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 107.5 WLAK. Fabulous Farm Babe Pam Yonke here. You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, home of the Midwest Farm Report. Start your day with me, Pam Yonke, every morning with the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 107.5 WLAK.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report right here on 107.5 WLAK.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m. 107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
You're listening to 107.5 WLAK, Amory's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
107.5 WLAK, Amory's real news and great conversation, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Taking a look at the conference schedule, Big Ten game coming up on Friday night as the Iowa Hawkeyes and head coach Kirk Ferentz, the all-time wins leader in the Big Ten Conference now, hitting the road to Piscataway to take on the Rutgers Scarlet Knights on Saturday. Some interesting games in the opening weekend of conference play for these programs. Michigan will be at Nebraska. Illinois is at Indiana, a couple of top 10 or top 20 teams. Actually, Illinois is top 10 at number 9. Indiana is number 19. And USC off to a good start. 25th ranked Trojans will be at the LA Coliseum against Michigan State. Other games out of conference. Purdue with a tough assignment going to South Bend to take on Notre Dame. Irish still in the top 25, but also winless through the first couple of games. Oregon State will be at number 6, Oregon, and Washington will take on Washington State. The old Pac-12 games, but non-conference, but very important games for those programs. Our coverage on Saturday will start at 9 a.m., kickoff set for 11 o'clock for the Badgers and the Maryland Terrapins. We'll talk to you Saturday from Camp Randall Stadium on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Conrad? We'd like to thank our guests, Mike McGill and Greg Schwemm. We'll be back tomorrow night. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A shooting in York County, Pennsylvania. Police say three officers who were trying to serve a warrant are dead. Two more are critical. The shooter's dead.
Dave Miller lives across the street.
I heard the gunshots, many, many gunshots, and I saw an officer go down on the road.
Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro joining authorities.
We grieve for the loss of life for three precious souls who served this county, serve this commonwealth, and serve this country.
ABC's Whit Johnson. Susan Manera is the former CDC director who was fired by HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. testifying on Capitol Hill today, saying she was sacked because she wouldn't pre-approve vaccine recommendations without scientific evidence. Thousands of Palestinians fleeing Gaza City as the IDF continues its operations targeting Hamas. As expected, the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates a quarter of a percentage point. This is ABC News. Tropical storm.